News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. About 6 of every 10 BadgerCare recipients that lost their coverage in the governor's Medicaid reform plan never applied for Obamacare or another Medicaid package. State health officials said today that 19,000 people above the poverty line bought Obamacare exchange packages by the June 30th deadline. Around 6,000 more drifted below the poverty line, and they were able to get Medicaid coverage under the Walker changes. That leaves about 38,000 people that lost their BadgerCare in April, but did not either get new coverage under the exchanges or bought a private plan not on the exchange, or they obtained coverage through an employer or spousal benefits. Health Services Secretary Kitty Rhodes says there are too many unknowns to give a complete picture of just what choices people made to get on BadgerCare or find something else. Meanwhile, critics say the large numbers of uninsured demonstrate the need to accept federal medical funds to put more people on BadgerCare. Police raided a home in Wausau South Side yesterday afternoon. They found methamphetamine, heroin, and drug paraphernalia. This happened at 245 East Chella Street. It was sparked by complaints from neighbors who suspected drug dealing activity. Sheriff's Lieutenant Gary Schneck said people tried to run from the house, but they didn't make it very far. He said the police were not surprised by anyone arrested in this case.
All these individuals are well known to law enforcement. Like four out of the six, I believe, were on probation, and probation holds were placed on them. So they've been through the court system before.
Their names will be released after the new charges are filed. That could happen as early as tomorrow. We told you about these boys about a month ago. They're back in the news now. They wanted to go to a park and did not bother to ask for a ride. The 9-year-old boy and his 4-year-old cousin out for a joyride without adults last weekend. The boy speeding past resident Kathy Muth.
I was floored, you know, as a parent myself, the thought of children that young coming as far as they did in a car is, you know, unfortunate. Fortunately, no one was hurt.
The boys ended up in a ditch after driving about 6 miles this time on Wisconsin roads. Police say it's the second time in the month the cousins took a car out for a spin. Back on June 14th, they stole a car from a boat dealership parking lot. They drove that one on two state highways for about 4 miles on the way to Grandma's house before being stopped at an intersection by concerned citizens. Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled this morning that student fee protester Jeffrey Decker's actions amounted to harassment. However, the justices did say a restraining order to keep Decker off of all 26 UW campuses was too broad. They sent it back to Dane County to narrow it. A county judge originally ruled that Decker should be kept off all campus property. This because he protests a lack of access to student fee information to the Board of Regents and other university campus meetings. A state appeals court ruled that Decker's actions were not harassment, but the legitimate protest under the First Amendment. The justices disagreed. Jeffrey Decker is the son of former state Senate leader Russ Decker of Weston. Decker says he is not guilty of any crime. After 40 years in business, a Pittsville manufacturer has shut down. That's Pittsville Homes. The company employed about 60 people. Their 40,000-square-foot building is now idle. Police are investigating an incident involving a weapon at a Weston convenience store earlier today. Everest Metro Police Captain Mark Hall said they were called to the Quick Trip at 3207 Schofield Avenue. That's where an individual under 18 had a long-barreled firearm and entered the store. He instructed the staff to go behind the counter and call law enforcement. When Everest Metro officers arrived, the store staff was allowed to leave and the individual gave the weapon to officers. Hall said no one was directly threatened with the weapon and no one was injured. That individual was taken into custody and transported to a secure facility. The crisis team at North Central Healthcare Center is evaluating that teen. The name has not been released. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Becoming clear and chilly, expect a light northwest breeze and a low of 47. Thursday, partly cloudy and mild, high 77. Thursday night, scattered clouds and not as cool, down to 55 degrees. Partly cloudy and very seasonal on Friday with a high near 80. And then Saturday, sunny and warm, high 82. The extended outlook for Sunday calls for a partly cloudy day, warm and humid too, high of 85, partly sunny, hot and muggy on Monday. There is a slight chance of a night storm, high of 90. Look for another hot and sticky day Tuesday with a high of 90. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.